I really appreciate your ministry, Doug. I want to ask you a question about the law.
Okay.
It's obvious that the Paul talks a lot about the ceremonial law was a shadow of Christ, and Christ is the reality.
Okay.
And the New Testament, or in the New Testament, and obviously the Ten Commandments are still in effect, contrary to popular belief, I guess, but what about the rest of the moral law? I'm having a hard time finding anywhere in the Bible where it actually comes out and, you know, specifically says in the New Testament that the rest of the moral law was somehow shoved aside.
Well, when you say the moral law, are you talking about the Ten Commandments? There are a number of laws.
I'm talking about the rest of the moral law besides the Ten Commandments.
Okay, because there were civil laws. If you're, you know, they had civil laws. If your neighbor's donkey wandered away, you were to bring it back. There
right.
were health laws. There
right.
were the ceremonial laws, which would encompass some of the feast days.
Right.
And, of course, there was
what
the Ten Commandments.
What about all the other moral laws besides the Ten Commandments?
Go ahead, give me an example.
Well, for example, one that Jesus quoted when he was talking about the two greatest commandments, one was actually not even part of the Ten Commandments. It was love your neighbor as yourself, and that's actually not even among the Ten Commandments. And then there's also numerous other, laws about, you know, for example, homosexuality and things like that, which obviously are not right, but my basic question is, where do you draw the line at? Because there's a lot of laws in Exodus and Leviticus that are obviously moral laws.
Okay, well, let's pause for a second. First of all, I think we should give it the priority that God gives it. When God gave the Ten Commandments, let's start here. When he gave the Ten Commandments, he did something unique to show that it was foundational. He spoke it with his own voice, which he did not do with the other laws. He wrote it with his own finger in stone as a symbol of its unchanging nature. And, of course, I think it's very sad that this whole issue they had with the Ten Commandments displayed at a courthouse back east. That would be back east for us, friends. And they've got the Ten Commandments on the Supreme Court building. It's right there. I've seen it. Mm. And so, I thought that was really strange because they are foundational to all other law. Now, the two great commandments of loving the Lord and loving your neighbor, I'm summarizing them, are found first in the Old Testament. They are a summary of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were on two tables of stone. The first four commandments are encompassed in loving God. The last six are encompassed in our relationship with our fellow man. Then beyond that, underneath those Ten Commandments, you've got a whole spectrum of civil laws. And even some of the health laws have to do with thou shalt not kill, and that would include yourself. And so you can find most of the moral law falls under the Ten Commandments, whereas the ceremonial laws were shadows. And that's why it says in Colossians chapter 2, certain laws that were shadows. For instance, Passover, when they killed a lamb, that lamb and that whole ceremony and that feast was a shadow of when Jesus, the Lamb of God, would come. So once Jesus came, the Bible says he is now our Passover. So it's sort of, it's going backwards now for us to observe the shadow and ignore the reality. So the health laws, civil laws, moral law, they would all be practical. Even still, a lot of those laws are very practical in nature. Whereas the ceremonial law, they revolved around the Exodus, the sanctuary and its services, circumcision. These are all things that had a spiritual meaning. And then it tells us in the New Testament, this was now fulfilled through the Lamb. It's now circumcision of the heart, so forth.
Right, but what about
It's a big study to give you in 4 minutes. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, I've been listening to you for about 4 years, and it's always been, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was always my understanding that basically you taught that the Ten Commandments were still in effect, which I believe that too. But I'm having a problem with where you draw the line because I understand the ceremonial laws were just shadows of Christ, but there, if you look in Exodus and Leviticus, there are an awful lot of, laws that would, pertain to personal moral issues, and that's where I'm trying to determine where you would actually draw the line.
Well, you specifically mentioned a minute ago laws, for instance, regarding sexual purity.
Right.
Those, I believe, would still be in effect. But then they had some laws that had to do with sacrifices at the temple, whether you give birth to a baby boy or a girl boy. Well, those are ceremonial because it's in connection with sacrifices in the temple. But
so in a nutshell, you believe that all those laws that wouldn't be classified as ceremonial are still binding on modern-day Christians, correct?
Yeah, well, let me make one little caveat to that. For instance, it says if a man and woman commit adultery, they should be stoned. I think everyone listening agrees adultery is still wrong, but we do not live in a theocracy, so I'm hoping church members don't get together with a wheelbarrow full of rocks and stone the adulterers.
Well, yeah, I wasn't speaking so much of the penalty, but... Right.
Yeah, so the law, the principle is, of course, still in effect. How we would deal with it is different because we are now under a different government.
But, and would you include the civil laws then as being still binding?
Yes, as long as, like I say, they're not the ones that are theocratic in nature.
Right.